Let me bid you welcome, welcome. We appreciate your attendance very, very much. Always good to get together, not only to enjoy friendship and fellowship, but as a congregation, involve ourselves in worship to God. So appreciate your attendance very, very much. There is an outline of the lesson in the bulletin this morning, so ask my brethren to look around. Make sure everyone has a copy of the bulletin or a copy of the outline if you'd like to follow along. I assume you might want to see where I'm going with this lesson. The title of the lesson, I put in your notes, Through and Afterward. When I originally typed up my sermon notes, I titled my lesson From Problems to Praise. How do we get from the situation we're in to a situation of praise? How do we go from struggles to where I want to give adoration to God? Where's the value or benefit that I can get out of the situation I'm in? So you know, as putting that first sentence in the introduction, life is filled with problems, difficulties, hardships. I don't think anyone here is exempt from that. We all have our situations or struggles that we deal with. Yours might be different from mine, but we still have hardships. Kind of we ask ourselves, will I ever get through this? The answer is yes. Probably the response should be, you know, I've been through a lot lately. By God's grace, I'll get through this too. Just talking to Richard back here a little while ago before worship assembly, and he almost used this exact phrase. You know, he said, I've been through a lot, but I'm here this morning, he said. And as the song suggested, Dennis said, count blessings. Count blessings. By definition, the word through, we're going to look at two words, the word through and the word afterward. We say the word through, yeah, we went in one side, but we're out the other, we're through. Means from, yeah, there was a beginning, but now there's an end. We're through, I'm through with that, finished. Means to completion. We get from one point of origin to a destination, I'm through. Well, we've accomplished something, finished. Something is now realized or it's attained. I'm through with that. Or I've been through a lot. Yeah, through. So look at some of the words or the times the word through has been used in the Bible. In Deuteronomy 2, verse 7, I'm going to read the entire verse. And I just put the phrase of the word through in your notes. But in Deuteronomy chapter 2, it says, for the Lord your God, Moses said, the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. He knows you're trudging through this great wilderness. Trudging? Wilderness? Yeah, I've had times I thought that was my life. I'm trudging, and I'm in a wilderness. But God knows you're trudging through this great wilderness. These 40 years, you ever wonder, will I ever get through with this? The Israelites had 40 years of trudging, hardship, 40 years. Wow. But the Lord your God has been with you, the verse continues, and you lack nothing. Then when the book of Joshua begins, it says, now therefore arise and go over this Jordan. We began this journey, we're through with it now. Let's go into the promised land. Through? Psalm 23, verse 4, you're familiar with. Yea, though I walk through the valley, an interesting combination of words. The valley, shadow of death. Wow. But he says, well, I'm getting through the valley of the shadow of the death. Why and how? For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I'm getting through that. In Psalm 66, verse 6, he turned the sea into dry land. They went through the river on foot. Therefore, we will rejoice in him. Right. In Psalm 106, beginning of verse 8. Nevertheless, he, meaning God, saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea, dried it up, led them through the depths, through the wilderness. He saved them from the hand of him who hated them, redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. Right? Through the depths. Saved them from the hand of the enemy. Isaiah 41, verse 3, or beginning of verse 1. But now, thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not. I've redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. So when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God. Right? You ever use the phrase, I'm in a situation, it's like my baptism of fire. I'm just going through a lot lately. Job said in Job 29, verse 1, it says, Job further continued his discourse and said, Oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God watched over me, when his lamp shone upon my head, and when by his light I walked through the darkness. Notice the words, I tried to emphasize them in reading, the words of what we walk through. We walk through a great wilderness, valley, shadow, death, flood, fire, water, the depths, the wilderness, waters, rivers, fire again, darkness. In describing the trials of life, all of these words would overwhelm us, except for that one word, through. You think about some, or you may think, that characterizes my life. Great wilderness, valley, flood, fire, depths, wilderness, darkness. That's me all over. But wait a minute. Through. In 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, no temptation has taken you except as is common to man. Yeah, we all share this. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but will with the temptation provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it or to bear it. And did you notice when I was reading these verses what's on the other side of through? God has been with you. You lack nothing. You are saved. You are redeemed. You are His. The rivers will not overflow you. You will not be burned. God watched over you. By His light, you walk through. Through. That's right. In Hebrews 10 or 12, verse 11, we'll get to this verse in just a moment. No chastening seems to be joyful for the present. Oh, isn't that the truth? I don't want the wilderness. Not a happy time. Fire, flood, darkness in my life. Oh, my. It puts a sadness, puts a frown on my face. It's not joyful for the present. The Hebrew writer says it's painful. Nevertheless, afterward. But when you get through, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Just put in your notes right above that word afterward about Booker T. Washington. He's born, if you knew his story, biography, he's born into slavery. Worked as a houseboy in coal mines. And after years of hard labor in 1881, he moved to Tuskegee, Alabama. He started a school and became very influential in the South. And in his biography, having going through all those hardships, difficulties of youth, slavery with his parents, he never complained about his circumstances. He insisted that his situation had given him insights that he would not have had otherwise. Let me say that again. The hardships of youth. He insisted those situations had given him insights that he would not have had otherwise. So he coined the phrase, the advantage of disadvantage. Now you all have your story about disadvantages of your youth. Oh, you know where I grew up? Oh, we didn't have this. Yeah, I hear you. I understand your story. And you don't want to complain and say, No, that was an advantage. Your disadvantage is an advantage. So there's this saying, that same disadvantage, you call it the disadvantage of your youth. It made some people bitter, and it made others better, who suffered the very same hardship. Booker T. Washington said, you know, my disadvantage was an advantage because it gave me insights. It made me better.
Yes.
It told me that I don't want to stay in this situation. That disadvantage wasn't an advantage.
That's right.
So now we come to the afterword. Where's the advantage in going through hardships and difficulties and darkness? Ah. So now when problems lead to praise. Problems lead to praise and problems yield peaceable fruit, number one, when they cause us to depend more upon God. See, hardships can help us learn that we need God in our lives. In Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. If I'm in trouble, disadvantage. The advantage is I have God to help me. Therefore, we will not fear, the verse continues. In Psalm 18, verse 1, I will love you, O Lord. And here's all the phrases. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I trust, my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. Your hardship is a benefit when it drives you to depend more upon God. If it doesn't take you that direction, then you remain in your disadvantage or your hardship. In Psalm 34, and I just want to read verse 19. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. I can't escape struggles. I'm not exempt. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them or him out of all of them. Right. So when I'm in my afflictions, there's an advantage if it drives me to depend more upon God. Number two, problems will lead us to praise when they make us more compassionate toward others. And here's the verse. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3. The beginning of verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulations, that we might be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God. So when I'm in my afflictions or tribulations, and I receive comfort, that gives me the benefit, the advantage of being able to comfort others. Because I've been comforted by God. Mm-hmm. Number three, problems lead to praise when they cause us to have a stronger desire for heaven. See, hardships and struggles cause me not to be satisfied with this life. Heard the phrase, heaven's not on earth. That's right. If heaven were on earth, I wouldn't want to leave. Someone said it's easy to fall in love with this world when we're picking roses, but we long for heaven when we're pulling thorns. So we sing, this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. We sing, here we're pilgrims. We sing, we're marching to Zion, to Canaan's land. I'm on my way, right? So when I'm going through struggles or hardships, I just realize this earth is not heaven. I want to go home. Number four, when they cause me to have confidence to get through another struggle. The attitude is, you know, I've overcome troubles before, therefore I can do it again. Kind of like I've become an example to myself. Yeah, I did. I got through that last one. I can get through this one. I sure can. Number five, when I get through my struggles, it gives confidence for others to get through their struggles. Because someone will say, well, Brian's going through a similar circumstance that I'm in now, and if he can get through it, I can too. So we now, not only do I become an example for myself, that I've been through things before and I can get through this. Now, having gone through it successfully, others look at me and say, oh, he can, I can. When Susan Burchett, just having her heart bypass a couple months ago, when she knew she was going to have that, you know who she turned to? Several others in the congregation that had just been through that same thing. And she saw that they had been through it. She said, what did you do? What can I expect when I go through my surgery or my bypass? See, you, because several here have been through that. It's finished. She was looking that direction. So you became an example, having gone through those things. Number six, they result in me being patient. Romans 5, verse 3 says, not only that, we glory in tribulations. Really? We glory in tribulations? Mean there's an advantage to a disadvantage? There's an advantage in hardships and struggles? Really? I mean, I can glory when I'm in difficulty? Wow. He said, knowing, he finishes the verse, that tribulation produces patience. Well, that's the truth. And we learned that. How can I know that I'll get through this? Because I've had patience in getting through other struggles. And then the verse continues, and patience produces character, and character, hope. Right? I'm in trouble. Now, we always say, I hope I can get through this. That's right. Tribulations gives you patience and hope. That's the advantage. Number seven, causes me to appreciate the good times. I just put in your notes, we work hard, we appreciate the rest, don't we? I remember when I had a summer job when I was in high school. I was in a factory, and it was tanning cowhides. And so one guy was experienced, and he was on one side of the machine. We put these old, salty, hard cowhide through it. And first thing in the morning, I'd be on the receiving, yes. But on the receiving, first thing he'd say every morning, he'd say, "Won't be long now. We just started. It won't be long now." That was his attitude. "We have 8 hours or more. Won't be long now." Right? You live by that. No matter what the difficulty, the hardship, appreciate the good times. "We'll get through this," he was saying. "You know, when it's time to go home, sure will." When we've been ill, we appreciate help. When we're lonely, then we appreciate friends. That's right. See, so sometimes these disadvantages, or what you think of a disadvantage. Oh, no. Mean I have to go to work? Yeah, but Friday, there's a paycheck on Friday. Oh, yes. Yeah. If I work X number of years, you mean I get to retire and someone's going to pay me not to work? Yeah. The advantage of a disadvantage? You mean I have to go through the rigors of education to get a diploma? Yeah. I have to go all these years just to get this? I have to struggle through that to get this? Yes. You see the advantage of a disadvantage? What would you think? Well, it's a disadvantage. See, another phrase I've used over the years, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. You take your eyes off heaven, and you're going to see all the distractions that the world is throwing up against you. But you keep your eyes on the goal, and those distractions are, and those disadvantages become advantages. You mean I have to attend worship to get to heaven? It's not a disadvantage. It helps me reach the goal. You mean I have to pray, involve myself in Bible study, stewardship, benevolence? I have to do all these things? Yes. But it's to achieve the goal. I have to struggle through life? Yes, but look at what you get. Look at the afterword. Through. I have to tell Mackenzie over here, but, you know, she's already been through kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth, fifth grade. Do you know that you have 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12? You've got to go 12 more years. Did you know that? Don't quit now. Don't quit. You see, we're talking. You see the lesson? Get me through this. And when I'm through, what you receive? What value has it been going through that? Don didn't like it when he had how many overseas trips? You said 18 out of 24 years. You were on a Westpac. You think he enjoyed a Westpac being away from Bobby and family? 18?
It was 21 years at sea.
21 years at sea. But now that you're through, you don't want. I know you don't want to go back and do it again. No, Bobby says no, he doesn't. But you get the message. Now afterward, he's enjoying that peaceable fruit. Number 8, I need to finish here, so I'll read time. When they drive me to learn God's word. Psalm 119, verse 62. At midnight, you know, when we think about all the darkest time of my life, midnight, I will arise and give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments. And in Psalm 119, verse 71, it's good for me that I've been afflicted that I might learn your statutes. That's right. That's exactly right. And then the last, you put Romans 8, verse 18, this summarizes the lesson. For I consider that the offerings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory shall be revealed in us. We see this in life. Now I want you to see it with an eternal view. Yes, it's all worth it. What the hardships, the persecutions, or whatever it is we have to go through in Christian living, it'll be worth it. When my father, verses, my father's way may twist and turn. My heart may throb and ache. But in my soul, I'm glad to know he maketh no mistake. My cherished plans may go astray. My hopes may fade away. Yeah. But still I trust my Lord to lead, for Father knows the way. There's so much now I cannot see. My eye is still so dim. Come what may, I still can trust and leave it all to him. For by and by, oh, get me through this. For by and by the mist will lift and darkness turn to day. Then, looking back, we'll praise his name who led us all the way. Maybe I can't see it now, but when we're through, afterward, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness. Always with, at the close of a time, we sing a song, encouragement, song of invitation. If you're subject to that, if not, if you've been baptized for remission of sins, we offer that. If you want to ask brethren for strength or encouragement, for prayers, or just to make a request, we can certainly fulfill that also. Let's stand together. We'll sing the song that Dennis has selected.